UTA Radio.
UTA Radio.
Radio. UTA.
UTARadio.com.
Jesse Fry.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you.
It's been a few years since we talked to you last. We talked to you at 35 Denton.
Okay.
Up there where Kayla Sinclair was playing.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
It's been a while.
15? Yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
Well, some things have happened since then.
Yeah.
One of the big ones was you playing in front of the Bernie Sanders crowd.
Yes.
How was that?
That was life-changing.
In what way?
Many ways. Life-changing for me on a personal level because I never thought something like that would happen, which I think is kind of the cool thing about this business is, and the hard thing is that it's unpredictable, you know? So that was something that I didn't necessarily shoot for specifically because I didn't know it was possible, right? So for me, that was pretty, that was a wow moment on a personal level. Professionally, it was very unique because I had 36 hours notice that I was going to be doing it in front of 7,000 to 10,000 people. Because they weren't even sure if he was going to be in Dallas. It was like a maybe thing. And so I had to get it together really quickly because it was this understanding that it wasn't a Jesse Fry show. I was being trusted to perform for a presidential candidate. You see what I'm saying? So the mind frame that I had to get into was, this is not about me.
Just a little different.
Very different. I'm not winning over anybody. I'm here using my voice to help support Bernie Sanders. So then... The really fun part is that it just helped me on a fan level reach so many people that I had not reached before. So, yeah.
And you got to meet the senator?
I sure did. Yeah, and his wife, Jane.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, the political climate that we have today, yeah. People are super sensitive about their politics. So did you get any pushback about playing that show?
To be very honest with you, the worst I got was a few super conservative comments on Facebook. That's the worst. Nothing negative came from it. Because I think at the end of the day, everyone kind of wanted Bernie.
Probably.
I think at the end of the day, or at least now we kind of realize maybe that probably should have gone that way, right? So no, I didn't get a lot of pushback.
So you have been described as let me see if I can remember the phrase. Goth pop superhero.
Yeah.
So, in that vein, what are your superpowers?
Oh my goodness, my superpowers.
Yeah.
Positivity. Which is funny because goth
is like dark. The opposite of it.
You know, I didn't start that. I want to put that on the record. I didn't call myself that. This wonderful writer, Jeremy Halleck. Amazing, amazing person. At the time, I was marketing myself as this masked superhero at shows, and I did a music video for it because I like to dress up. I think it's fun. And they did an article, and it said, you know, Jesse Fry, goth pop superhero, and it caught on like rapid fire, which was fun. And so that was definitely a persona that I enjoyed doing for a while.
Okay. Superpower would be...
Okay, that was a lame. Was that a lame answer?
Yeah, you know, you can sing, obviously.
I can sing. I can make people feel things, right?
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Am I being too serious? I don't know.
But maybe, hey, maybe influence other young female musicians who are kind of maybe doubting if they can do this or not.
Yeah, you know, I taught for a while, and so I've seen a lot of that, and I've been able to encourage and help other young ladies believe in themselves. So that's been really rewarding.
The new single's out, isn't it?
No, it's
Honey?
Not.
Honey, not
it's
yet.
It's not out. We're playing it tonight. It's not out yet.
Now, is that part of a new album that's coming out, or are you just doing singles right now?
I'm just doing singles right now.
And why?
I feel like that's, for me, and really maybe the business too, it's kind of the more the smarter thing to do. And I don't mean to demean anybody that's releasing a record, but... I love the business as much as I love the art, which means I pay attention to both equally. And I'm noticing that things are changing and everything is Spotify and everything is instant gratification. And that's something you just have to accept. And for me as an artist, it's great because I can get it out quicker. If it's just singles, I can focus on that song, do that song justice in the studio, release it, treat it like a big release, have fun with it, do a video for it, let it simmer with the audience, and then go on to the next one. And it's cheaper too, you know? I mean, I hate to say this, but I hate recording albums. And I'm probably going to get shit for that. But I hate it because I am a perfectionist and I can't deal with it.
And it might take you a long time to work on an album and get it out, right?
Yeah, I can't deal with the permanence of a record. It freaks me out.
Just don't be like the guy in Boston who takes like 8 years between albums, right?
Oh my gosh, no, definitely not. But right now, Honey is, it's hard to say because people haven't heard it yet, but it is different. And so that's why I'm just kind of releasing it as its own thing, because I want to see how people respond.
You said something. You said it's different. Mm-hmm. And looking at the graphic that you have to go along with the song.
Yeah.
Now, it just reminds me of looking at that bright colors.
Sure.
The way you're dressed up. It reminds me a little bit of Katy Perry.
Thank you. I love Katy Perry.
Is that what
you're
going for?
Yeah. That's what I love Katy Perry. And I feel like she's in a very different era of her career now, rightfully so, you know. And I feel like maybe I definitely channeled some Katy Perry. I actually channeled some Mechanical Animals era Marilyn Manson on the kind of sterile doll type feeling. We wanted to combine this weird kind of demented pop star vibe with it being sexy, but it also being suggestive, and it being a little bit like I said, sterile. So yeah, Katy Perry. I definitely don't think I'd like to be as commercially pop as Katy Perry is. I don't know if I'm that kind of writer. But Honey is definitely me and my producer's attempt at maybe more of a nod to where we feel like pop music is going. Because if as much as I love all the pop icons, I still don't feel like I can't ever find the kind of pop music that I want to listen to, really. And like, that's because I'm a creator, so I think, okay.
Why not make my own, huh?
Exactly, yeah.
Now, in terms of the business,
sure.
How hard is it, you know, to be a musician in the climate we are now with Spotify, with Pandora?
Yeah.
You know, hard to get something on AM, FM radio.
You're right, it is hard. And you can have that mindset that it's hard. And I think what makes it hard is your definition of success. And I think, you know, I lost my father last year, and it really obviously was the hardest thing I ever had to go through. But with any hard struggle in life, you learn new things about the world and yourself. And I've really come to an understanding that, not to be completely cliche here, but you're so blessed to have what you have and do what you do. So what a amazing thing it is that I get to sit here and complain about how hard it is to be a musician, right? Put in perspective. Do you see what I mean? That's what I'm trying to do now. It's not hard. It's easy. It's easy to share your talent and to work hard, because you're lucky if you get to do that. There are people that don't get to do that.
Sure.
So that's how I try to. Yes, it's hard. Yes, you sacrifice. It's expensive. And there's a lot of lows and there's a lot of highs. Keep it in perspective and realize that you should be full of gratitude.
You're from Denton.
Yeah.
And do you still live in Denton?
No. I live in Dallas and I live in LA. So I go back and
forth. You go back and forth to LA. Forth.
Yeah, and that's a smart thing, I think, because it's expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive in LA, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what have you taken away from your LA experience and experiencing, because it's so much different than it is here.
I love...
And not just the weather.
Sure, yeah. And, you know, I love Dallas. I love Denton. I love Texas. But, you know, when I first went to L.A., I was like, okay, this is where I need to be.
Something about the West Coast, isn't there?
Well, I'm a romantic. I have an imagination and an intuition, and I'm very sensitive to things. And just, for me, L.A. was like magic. I could feel the energy. That sounds so dorky, but like, there's an energy there. They're not the same energy here. And that's not a bad thing, you know, but it was like, I don't know how to explain it. Yes, of course, it's the weather and everything, but it's an iconic city, but it's the place where things happen. You know, and you can feel that there, I think.
All right, so what's next after we get the single out there?
Yeah.
I wonder if you have another one prepped and ready to go?
I do. I do. Touring. There's going to be a lot of touring coming up. So I'm going to be releasing a lot of new music. I'm going to be touring a whole lot. And new music videos. Some other things I can't talk about quite yet. But I'm always hustling. Even if you don't hear from me for a while on social media, that just means I'm hustling about something.
The preceding program is a production of UTARadio.com and the Department of Communication. Thank you for listening.